Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 21, Imagination Exercises, part 1. Imagination exercises involve written affirmations every day combined with visualizing with feeling in your imagination. Imagination is the tool with which you architect your life, and affirmations are one way of getting something into your subconscious, a picture into your subconscious that replaces other pictures. Because remember, the subconscious tends not to store contradictory pictures. So if you're saying something to yourself every day and you're writing it at least 15 times a day, you're creating a pattern, a habit, that'll get stored and eject any pictures that contradict it. This is where the 15 times exercise comes in. You take an affirmation written correctly and you write it 15 times a day. If you look in the resources center of the website, you'll be able to find PDF copies of imagination exercise workbook templates that you can download and print. You write down your affirmation, you mentally say it, and you vividly picture it with feeling to start the process of creating change. You'll recall that words by themselves have limited effectiveness. They have some. But words with pictures where you're imagining it has good effectiveness, especially if you imagine it vividly. But the real key is words, pictures vividly, and feelings. The feelings add this emotional energy that helps really create something that's effective and actually begins the process of change, especially if you want to move more quickly. The feeling element is important. Here's how I did it with losing weight. I started this in January of 2013. At that time, I weighed about 258 pounds. I had a waist size of 40, and I wore double XL shirts. I decided it was time to lose some weight. So I started writing 15 times a day. I wrote, "I love eating only proteins and vegetables and watching my weight go down each week." I visualized eating steak, chicken, lamb, and fish with fresh salads and steamed vegetables. I erased potatoes, rice, wheat, pastas, corn, and sugars, all those carbs and starches from my picture. I visualized looking at the scale and seeing my weight go down a pound at a time. But one thing I made sure to do is I put feeling into it. I felt the tightness of my pants loosen. I felt the healthy goods nourish my body. I felt the fat melt away. Around this time, coincidentally, my wife took an extended sabbatical, planted a garden, and began cooking all my meals. She removed almost all carbs from my diet. She also did some research. She found that there are essential proteins, essential fats, and essential oils, but no essential carbs. By September 2013, I weighed 228 pounds. I had lost 30 pounds in about 9 months. I enjoyed getting rid of my old clothes and fitting into new ones. My Levi's have a waist size of 36, and my shirts are now XL. One important point is that I had stayed with the diet long enough for my body to shift away from its built-in food habits. You know how some carbs make you feel lousy, especially combinations of wheat and potatoes? It was a whole new world. I found that when I ate certain things, my body was not as happy with it, and I could feel the difference. And that's part of the secret of change, hanging in there long enough for it to take hold and to truly shift. This is why one of the things I recommend is that you put yourself on a 100-day plan to make some changes, to experiment with this and see how it works, and see how life actually begins supporting your new goal as the old goal comes up and the new one takes hold. Remember, the mind is a creature of habit. Left to itself, it will run negative programming automatically, unless you're raised in a profoundly positive family and with friends who actively reinforce a positive outlook in life. That's one reason why I recommend you look at the people in your life and the things you expose yourself to and see what percentage of them positively support you versus negatively pull you down. You are in control of this. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.